Have your say. 1300 872911. John McKenzie, 4CA.
Look, I just want to touch on this dog barking issue. You might remember just the other day, I think he's a Dedchill or something, David rang in and said, oh, I've got this terrific machine, because nobody was cooperating with getting, you know, barking collars or whatever for the bloody dogs, and it was driving him batty. And he got on the internet and came up with one of these machines that conveys a sound that humans can't hear but the dogs can, and it puts them in some sort of, I don't know, funk. And the dogs stop barking because it irritates the daylights out of them. Now, he did make the point that it only works for about 15 metres or something, but it cost him like, I don't know, $30 or something. So I'm sure a lot of people who suffer misery every day because of the next-door neighbour's dog barking and the next-door neighbours at mug and won't do anything about it, very selfish people as some dog owners are. Then on the internet the other day, it said something like, oh, those other ones, these dearer ones, I mean, a couple hundred dollars or whatever, but they cover an area much bigger than, much further than 15 metres. One was like 100 metres or something, which means you could disable dogs the length of your street. So we've got to find out more about those. If you know about these barking machines or anti-barking machines, let us know. Just briefly, I'll mention this one from letters the other day. Ian Fisher at Bentley Park wrote, regarding the text concerning the topic of barking dogs, the vast majority of dog owners are responsible people who control their dogs barking, while there are others who take no action with respect to their dogs' excessive nuisance barking. Since the relevant bylaw dealing with excessive barking was introduced many years ago, there has not been one prosecution, and therefore the bylaw remains untested. Now, the Cairns Council has the softest laws and policies in the state with respect to administering dog barking laws compared with other councils. The current local law and policies are a deterrent to a resident making a complaint against the owners of the excessive barking dogs. The bylaws are such that before investigating a barking complaint, council requires three complainants to submit barking diaries in the form of a statutory declaration. Look, I won't go on with the details because I have discussed this with Councillor Cathy Zeiger in the past, and a whole lot of people think, oh, no, the old thing still applies. You know, take a photo or take a recording or whatever of the barking dog and that's tickety-boo. Well, it's not anymore. So do we need to get across the bylaws as they stand? Do we need to learn how to make them effective, or do we need to change them, whatever? Or did we need to go out and buy one of these anti-barking machines? I thought it was a terrific idea. Cathy Zeiger's on the line to talk about these developments. Hello, Kath.
Good morning, John.
I think you're probably one of the only councillors that doesn't mind talking about this challenge, but you're aware how many people suffer from barking dogs next door.
Tell me. And look, you were talking about that gadget. We Steve bought one. We had a dog next to it. I probably talked about Fluffy before. You know, Fluffy's this great big dog and barked his head off all the time. And we'd yell out, shut up, Fluffy, you know. And so we ended up, and of course the owner didn't, you know, they were just a busy family. They just wouldn't take the dog out. It was bored, stupid, it would bark and everything. So Steve went out and got this, the gadget. I think he got one of the more expensive ones. Now look, at first, fantastic. Oh, we found the answer. And then Fluffy, I don't know, Fluffy must have put some fluff in its ears or something, but he kept barking.
How long did it last?
Oh, look, I think we got a week out of it.
Oh,
you know,
is that
and
all?
I'm like, yeah, but maybe Fluffy was particularly stubborn. I'm not sure. But look, you know, the guy has some points with his letter to the editor there, is that we are governed by state legislation. But I do have to dispute that Cairns is one of the softest. So I went and spoke to some of the officers this morning just to say, look, what's the latest, guys? Because I know that we've changed a lot of things. Remember the Paw Patrol? We've instigated that. We've now got guys that go around to parks and try and educate people and pick them up when they're off lead, all that type of thing. And I know that we were going to improve because it did. It used to be you had to have three what they call barking packages. So let's say you've got a dog that's bothering you, you'd phone up council, they then send you what they call a barking package. Mm. And in that is like a stat deck. You fill out the times the dog's barking, get it signed, and so there's your official complaint. Mm. But not everybody wants to do that. Sometimes they're intimidated by the person that owns the dog, which is really wrong, and I just makes me really cranky. Or they're just, they're nervous. They don't want to cause any hassle, so they'll suffer through it, which has been a big issue in the past. But for a fact, the guys took a dog off a fella only last week, apparently. There was only one barking package done against that dog.
Yeah.
They'd obviously gone through everything that they could have, and the owner was just simply not going to do a thing about it.
Mm.
And the change is now that our officers will go and sit outside the property.
Wow.
And go, oh, I mean, that's common sense, isn't it?
Yes.
And that's something, a change that we've been wanting to come in. And it makes sense, John. You know, I was kind of going, look, let's video them. And they go, oh, it's a confidentiality thing. I'm like, listen. And we did. I've had several people over the years. You know, with all, they don't want to complain, but they've got a problem. So, yeah, and so they go, oh, the dog is barking. It is a nuisance barker.
Mm.
So then the officers will contact the owner and go, your dog is a nuisance barker. You know, we recommend obviously walking it, all the rest of it, but also a barking collar. Mm. And I think they said they even lent some of our barking collars out to the people to try and assist them while they got it all sorted.
Yeah.
And this particular dog they had discovered was a nuisance barker, obviously became bigger than Ben-Hur, and they would have issued a compliance notice, which, John, is not cheap, $718 if you get to that point. So, yeah, so the guy, whether he did or didn't pay, they'll be chasing that, but they surrendered the dog.
Mm.
So they took the dog. So they will action. It does take quite some time because you're talking about someone's pet.
Mm.
And so, sadly, sometimes they kept talking about it, how it's a civil matter. You'll have two neighbours that just hate each other's guts. And they will constantly report dogs barking. And they go, we go out there and the dog's not barking, or we're flat out hearing the dog bark above the birds. Mm. And there's that type of thing that happens as well. Mm. So, yeah, it's quite involved, but no, they're definitely way more proactive than what we used to be.
Well, when did the changes come in?
Let me see. It's been, we've had the Paw Patrol in, plus the new changes for at least 6 to 8 months
now. Oh, well, that's quite recent.
That's correct.
Because we were
talking about
this a year or two ago, and those opportunities weren't there. This is amazing, this development. So this can open up possibilities for other people. Now, you put on, I presume, extra officers to attend to this, to sit outside the properties. Are they available at between 2 and 3 in the morning, Kathy?
They are, John.
Oh, they are not.
After-hours officers.
No.
Because they do. We've got our after-hours officers.
Really?
At the weekends, for example. Because I said to them, I said, look, you know, and I know that we've got new officers. That's why we had to wait time. We had to go on the budget because it was an increase in the budget to pay these people. But people's mental health, coping with barking dogs is very important. So, and I said, well, what about these things that bark all night? Someone's a shift worker and they go out and he said, no. He said, I'll go get the after-hours guys onto that.
Are you serious?
Like, yeah, ripper.
That is amazing. I thought you were going to say, of course not. This is really,
this is a focused
effort.
Absolutely.
Wow, this is a big improvement. Well, I hope people out there that are suffering are listening closely to this and starting to structure, getting some peace in your home again, because that's the problem with it. Sometimes people were tempted to leave home, even leave town because of the barking dog next door.
Honestly, to me, to have bad neighbours is one of the worst things that can happen, whether that's the neighbour or the dog. And I, like Forest Garden, tiny little block that I've got, 300 square metres.
Yeah.
If I've got bad neighbours, I wouldn't consider moving.
Yeah.
You know, you just move out. You can't cope.
Exactly.
So, but no, they still need to. We need to get as many barking packages completed. So it's not, let's just phone up and we'll get it fixed. We still need to go through the process. But, so there's a bit of flexibility there.
Now, can you get onto the internet and get more details on the three barking packages?
Yes, you can. You just pop on the internet, just type in, you know, get up the council, Google dog barking, and, you know, then you can either just contact them by phone or email or whatever, and then they'll send you out the package.
Oh, wonderful. So, they can ring you, obviously, at home 24
hours
a day.
To
come and sit outside the front gate. Oh, I love
Kathy,
this.
You need to listen to this dog, I know.
This is terrific news. Always good to talk to you, Kath. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
See, it's very good information, but very entertaining too. It's presented by Division 3 Councillor Kathy Zeiger.